Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's easier to reignite the passion than it is to reestablish the friendship.
Boy, that is a good word, Bill. And would you say more often than not, it is that surface stuff you were talking about where people just get busy and it's the loss of intentionality and it's the little things. And
you just
add some of those little things, you start to
Because the intimacy of intimacy is responsibility.
Wow.
And I've done a lot of weddings in my lifetime. Never had a couple come to me and say, "Bill, we were talking and we're interested in getting really busy. We want to have a big mortgage and a bunch of kids running around and a little bit of debt and lots of responsibility in the community where we barely have time for each other. And so based on that, we want to get married."
Yeah.
See, nobody signs up for that. And responsibility just takes the heart from one another.
And, you know, there's some studies out there that some of these little things really add up. For example, couples that attend church together rate their red hot monogamy higher rating. Couples that pray together rate their red hot monogamy with the highest possible rating. So there's like a correlation. The more passionate we are towards God, God boomerangs that passion back into our marriage relationship. And then there's studies out there that are kind of fun. Couples that exercise together have more red hot monogamy. So maybe just get a little more active. Find a sport to do together, a hobby to do together. Take those walks and hold hands together.
I remember when my youngest son played football. The other two sons were musicians. But I remember a woman approached me that I'd gotten and got to know, and she'd had an affair, and their marriage was hanging on by a thread. And she said, "Susie, I've watched you and Kev when Kev's holding the chain gang, you know, doing the yardage thing, whatever." She said, "I watch when you walk by each other, you touch each other's arm." And she said, "But I've watched from a distance when you turn around and look at each other." And she said, "We haven't done that in years." Mm-hmm. And she said, "I can tell. I mean, like, you two are the only people on the field and you see each other." And it melted my heart for one thing, because I thought, wow, someone saw that. You know what I mean? But it spoke volumes to her. But those things die away when you get too busy and you're not prioritizing the person you married. Right.
And they don't die if you keep them in your schedule. Like, one of the best things couples can do, and this is whether couples are doing good, not good, friendships going well. If you just reinstitute dating each other, you know, Pam and I have always had a date time together that we share. And when we were local, we would have a date night. Now that we're doing a lot of traveling, we have date places.
Right. We tag it on to our trips.
Yeah. And again, you didn't get married so that you could work hard together. It goes along with the deal. You got married because you liked the way you interrupt each other's lives.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.